This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School. Coach, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, you guys are on a nice little run. You have coming off a win, 27-14 over Swampscott last week, and Masco this Friday night at home in Danvers. And Coach, tell us about this the turnaround the team has had here this year and now picking up your fourth win.
Well, I think the four wins, obviously, you want to win the game, but a lot of it has to do with the growth that went on, started in the winter. It's been going on for years for all the older kids. And even though we didn't win our first two games, to go out there and really compete versus a very strong Tewksbury team, come, you know, real close, but didn't pull off the victory. We learned a lot even in that loss. And again, Salem's another very good team. I mean, they're outstanding this year. And, you know, we battled them to the wire and we didn't get the result we wanted, but it really illustrated to us some of the things we had to work on, also some of the positives. But, you know, those were learning experiences that were very important to make us the team we are now. So we're happy where we are.
Let me just follow up on Salem for a minute, Coach. I saw Salem for the first time last Friday night in the Classical, in their win over Classical, and I had not seen them this year, and I was very impressed with them.
Oh, very impressed with them, too. Their combination of everything. They got the athletes over there. Their line was a lot better than we thought going into it, and they played physical and tough, really well coached. And I think the biggest thing about them is those kids have been there a long time. Coach Bashad's done a great job. They're really all bought in, and they play as a team. And, again, we've got to tip our cap to them. They pulled it off at the end, and we battled with them, and they're having a great season. And really, really happy for them because they do things the right way.
We got we're doing a video with the captains, the five captains here from the team. But tell me about them as a group, as captains, and you've been coaching for a while, and how they kind of work and lead this team.
I think when you look at all five kids, they all are unique in their own way. They have their own leadership styles. All of them are very, very solid players. But I think you look at first kid you see is Gazofsky Adam, and he's big, strong lineman, and he gets after it, and he's super intense. He's a tough, physical kid, and he's kind of the heart and soul of our offensive and defensive line units. Then you have Kevin Burke, who, you know, he's a longer, strong kid who's also a big college prospect as well. And he's a little bit more soft-spoken, but just an unbelievable kid who's always there to do the little things. I know him, and we'll talk about Owen Gazanowski later, volunteered to make sure everything's clean every day in the freshmen and varsity locker rooms before they go, because they took that on as a responsibility. So super committed kid that does everything right, and one heck of a player, offense and defensively this year. He's taken a huge step forward, and just a dynamite kid, as all of them are. Logan Mativier, when you look at him, he's a big, strong, versatile kid who's another kid that colleges are interested in. He's just been playing really well for us, and on top of that, he's shown the maturity year by year. He's been playing since his sophomore year, and he's improved and had ups and downs, but this year he's been rock solid at everything he's been doing for us, whether it's playing tight end, blocking, catching, playing outside backer, inside backer. I mean, he's been incredible for us and just a great player with a ton of potential. You go into our last two guys who've been starting for 4 years, Travis Foyseen, who had to run out there as a freshman in the pandemic season after our starting quarterback Darren McDermott broke his wrist, and he's taken the ball and gone, and he's got the experience. He's been there. He's a leader. He can be emotional on the field. He makes great throws, and he's someone who's driving this machine as a captain. And you know, he just is somebody you want in your corner, foxhole guy, and he's been fantastic. And the last guy, Owen Gazanowski, is, you know, I really think it's tough to find a better player than him all around, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. He punts for us. He's our best long snapper. He goes on kickoff team. He's a deep man punt return and kickoff return. I don't know many safeties better than him, regardless of the division in New England. I think he's phenomenal at that position. And then offensively, he can run the ball and 30 times in a game and pound it. He has the ability to break them, and then he goes to receiver and he makes huge plays for us. So, I mean, he absolutely, the production he puts up there probably doesn't show how valuable he is to this team, and the production's through the roof.
Now, the last two players you mentioned, you told us a lot about them, but let me just try to have you follow up on Owen Gazanowski, just describing him as a player. It looked to me like he had a lot of runs, a lot of carries last week, and ended up with 136 yards, but with a lot of carries. But he's a guy you really depend on. So describe him as a runner to us. I mean, what kind of a runner is he?
He's tough. He's ferocious. He gets the ball. He comes downhill. He runs as hard as anyone could. Our biggest critique of him is he wants contact when he's in the open field, and we know he's got the ability to meet people, but he wants to dish it out. Every time he gets one guy on him, he goes for another four, and people, he's dragging them. He finishes runs. He blocks extremely well. He competes. He plays hard. I mean, he's just one of the most complete football players I've seen.
So his idea of a good touchdown would be one where he zigs and zags and hits somebody on his way in rather than going in cleanly untouched, right?
Is that Owen's idea of a good touchdown is anytime we score one. If he's blocking in pass protection, we score. He's a team guy. So he's glad he could do his part to make it happen. Somebody else scores, he couldn't be happier for them. He's a team guy, and when the ball's in his hand, he doesn't want to let his team down.
And then just tell me more about the style of your quarterback, Travis Foisin.
Travis has been around, and he's played in a ton of games and made a ton of huge plays, and he's kind of just finding his own. It's really tough for him. He's played under three different offensive coordinators. This is the first time he's gone 2 years in a row with the same offense, so it's starting to catch. He can make some of the most difficult throws that college-level throws are. He's shown the ability to run the ball and put his shoulder down, which we love to see, but he's got to be careful how much he does that. But he really competes. He can make the throws, and he's the leader of our offense, and he's got to get everyone together and get the machine going forward.
Before I ask you the last question about Masco, your game this Friday, is there an area of the team that's come together since the start of the season, or have you just overall in many areas been progressing?
I think there's certain areas where we've needed people to come together. Nugent coming in on the offensive line when we lost Bubba Roach to injury for the season did a great job stepping up. I think Ryan Rogers, who plays on that side next to him, has done a great job as two of the smaller guys on our line, a little less heralded, but really being productive and getting better every week. I think along those same lines, it's those kids that were in a niche at one point, or rotational kids have stepped up, like Luca Perez and, Betancourt, and there's so many, Shambar. There's so many kids that are in there that are good players that started out with the smaller role but have worked hard, got a bigger role and really embraced it and have done a great job.
All right, Coach, last question, Masconomet. They're at Danvers on Friday night, 6:30 kickoff. How do you see this matchup? Where are the battles going to be on Friday?
No one thing that since we started playing Masco maybe 6 years ago, every game's been a battle. They're always, extremely athletic, tough, physical. They're well coached. They come after you on both sides of the ball. And every time we've played them, it's been a war. We know that they have some kids at the skill positions that can hurt you. We're very impressed with their defense, although they have some younger kids, at the linebacker level and stuff. These kids can really play, and they look really good on film. And they've got plenty of athletes. They've got big kids as well. And the one thing we know when we play them is that they're going to come out and compete, and it's going to be a war every time we play them.
Coach, great. Thank you for your time, and appreciate you being able to share your captains with us as well this week. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Ryan Nolan, head football coach, Danvers High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.